Hello and welcome to the Warrior King podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. I hope that you're well. I hope that wherever you are, you're living your most awesome, super awesome life. If you're not, I hope that you are on your way there and maybe that's why you found this video. So welcome. Welcome back to the channel. If it's your first time here, definitely subscribe, get engaged with the content, comment, and all that good stuff so I know who you are. This podcast can be found on YouTube and anywhere podcasts are streamed. So if you're getting the audio version of this, we're also on YouTube. And if you're getting the YouTube version of this, you can listen to this anywhere on your phone, in your car, on your way to work, all that awesome stuff. So it's good to have you here. I have two awesome topics today, which are two traits that I think that every man must cultivate to live a fully optimized, super awesome life. And those traits are mental toughness and assertiveness. That's what we're going to be getting into today. My thoughts on that. And I hope that we can expand further from there in conversation and things like that. And these are two of many traits that I want to discuss on this podcast, but I feel like they're two super important ones. So let's dive right into the first of these two topics, which is mental toughness. And the first thing that I want to say here is that you can't judge toughness by its cover. Some of the toughest looking dudes in the world cave under pressure. They flip out over the smallest things. They're emotionally unstable. And some of the least likely guys in the world at a glance end up being the toughest guys. And if you take a tough man and make him mentally tough as well, you have a force to be reckoned with. So how do you handle the pressures of life in your career, in your business, in your relationships, and in your day-to-day life? Do you handle pressure like a warrior king or like an unstable baby man? A level head is one of the rarest things in the world. And mental toughness comes from wisdom and experience. It's viewing the world and circumstances in a different way. It's seeing beyond the veil. You understand what I'm saying? It's instead of saying, this hurt my feelings or this offended me, one says, what can I learn from this? So it's examining our thoughts on a deeper level. Why do I feel like this right now? What can I learn from this, right? Whereas most men, most people are just reacting to the circumstances of life and the challenges of life and things like that. And whatever base reaction or base emotion just pops into their head or pops into their space, they just react accordingly. They don't pause. They don't think about it. Like, why am I feeling like this? And a lot of people react in such a negative way that it can cause all kinds of unwanted consequences in our lives, in our relationships, in our career, in our business, and all that. Reacting to the base emotion that just pops up right away when something hurts your feelings or offends you or makes you sad even, not taking the time to analyze those feelings, analyze those thoughts and all that can cause all kinds of troubles in our life. So mental toughness in a way is taking pain and instead of saying, why me? One says, why is this a part of my story and what opportunity lies within this pain? What can I learn from this? It's examining all thoughts and where they come from and getting to the deeper meaning of them. Now, if you're a dude, if you're a man, I'm sure that there's been a time in your life where you have flown off the rails, like you reacted to something negatively and it caused some sort of a negative consequence in your life, right? I know I have, and I know many men go through this. Or maybe something offended you or hurt your feelings or somebody said something and it led to a fight. And I think the one thing we can do to avoid negative consequences in our life based on this lack of mental toughness is to take a pause and start examining the deeper meaning behind everything. You know, don't just react to the base emotion that pops up right away when something hurts you, offends you, or makes you sad. Take time to analyze and think about it. And in a way, take every opportunity, every experience, even the negative and bad ones as an opportunity to learn and level up in our lives and grow. Because that's really why everything happens in our lives. It's a learning process. I have found that every circumstance and situation in my life is leading me somewhere. It's part of the story. It's part of the journey. It's teaching me along the way. Now, what's the end game? What's the end result? You know, that's a philosophical debate that we're not having here. But all I know from my experience is that we're here to learn from our experiences and our circumstances and the things that happen to us, good and bad. So what I really mean by mental toughness, I think, is wisdom, having the wisdom to approach circumstances and challenges in life in a wiser way. You understand what I'm saying? It's like somebody pisses me off and offends me. Well, how can I respond to that? How can I react to that as a wise man? Something makes me sad, and I know that terrible things happen in this world and in this life, and people go through unimaginable things, but it's not crumbling and caving under that, not crumbling and caving under that pressure and that hurt and that pain. And I know that pain is unavoidable sometimes. I know that we will be sad. We will be depressed. Sometimes we will cry even, but it's having the wisdom to not just crumble and let that thing crush us, right? It's mental toughness. It's not letting letting things offend us and destroy our day, because every day is valuable. Every bit of time is valuable, and time is always going. You'll never get it back. Like, once it's gone, it's gone. And we don't want to waste our lives in these negative states of like, this pissed me off, this made me sad, this person, whatever. We want to live fully optimized lives, right? That's why we're here. That's why we're having this conversation. So mental toughness, when we get to the root of it, is wisdom. How can I approach this situation or this circumstance or this challenge as a wise man, or as a wise man would, as a warrior king would? How can I lead my kingdom when my kingdom is my life, right? How can I respond to the challenges of life and the circumstances of life as a wise man, as a king, as the ruler of my life, my own kingdom? Mental toughness is the ability to take negative thoughts and shift them into a positive. Now, will things hurt you and bother you and piss you off? Of course they will. That's life. It's how we choose to respond. It's examining one's own thoughts and emotions on a deeper level that makes the difference. When I was a kid and a teenager, I had a lot of rage. I would get really angry. I would lash out, you know, and it took me a long time, 30 years actually, after my life crumbled and fell apart. I had to rebuild myself into a better person, a better man, you know, an honorable, respectable man. I started learning about mental toughness and controlling my emotions and not letting that base emotion just determine my actions or my response. And it's a process. Like, I'm still working on that today. And it was mostly coming to God through prayer in my life that I found that the anger was kind of shed away, right? Whether or not that's your thing, that's what worked for me, was prayer and seeking God. The person who I was before that and the person who I am after that, night and day difference, bro. So that's either your thing or it's not. You're welcome here either way, but I'm just letting you know that that made a huge difference in my life. So with that being said, we'll move on here. And I really think that mental toughness comes down to wisdom. How can I approach life as a wise man and not let these low vibrational, low frequency emotions and anger, sadness, fear, all of these things control my life? I want to live a fully optimized life. Mental toughness is key when it comes to living a fully optimized life, for sure. And like I said, you can't judge toughness by its cover. The toughest looking guys in the world might be dealing with a multitude of just mental chaos, you know, you never know. And some of the wimpiest looking guys, for lack of a better term, might have just multitudes of wisdom in their mind and would take you off guard in the things that they say and the way that they control their mind and control how they respond and react to certain situations in life. I feel like everybody has those negative emotions and those negative reactions. It's just that some people are better at dealing with them than other people. And I believe that this can be cultivated, it can be learned, and it takes a lot of focus and a lot of time to reach the point where you feel mentally tough and mentally well in your life. It's a constant process, taking every thought captive, analyzing every thought, analyzing every emotion. When those negative things happen in life, taking time to just not respond right away and to get to the root of, why do I feel like this and how can I respond accordingly? And especially, how can I not let things bother me, especially trivial, nonsense, petty things, just letting them bounce off you like you're wearing a suit of armor, right? Nothing can bother you. You are untouchable in your life and in your pursuits and on your path to success. Nobody can get you down. Nobody can offend you. Nobody can hurt you, because you just, you know, you know your truth. You know who you are. You are strong. Like, you've got all of the gears dialed in there to the right frequency, and you're not going to let anything touch you or get you down. Like, you know where you're going. You're on your path to success. It's all going to work out. Nothing's going to bother you. So when these negative things happen in life, you can either say, am I approaching this situation like a wise man would? Or you can ask yourself, am I caving under pressure and being a little wuss, or am I handling this with mental toughness? And some of the more meaningless things that we get upset about in life, you could say, am I just being a wuss right now? You know, to be completely honest with you, am I crying like a baby over this dumb little thing, or this dumb little thing that this person said, this thing that offended me, this thing that hurt me, this thing that's holding me back in my life? Am I just dwelling on it like a wimpy, whiny baby? Or am I going to handle it with mental toughness and strength like a wise warrior king? If you want to know what true mental toughness looks like, or just toughness in general, stand next to a mama while she's giving birth to a baby. That is the perfect example to me. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. That is mental toughness. toughness. It's getting through one of the craziest challenges in life and just doing it. You know, they just do it. I don't know. It's a mystery to me. It's crazy. I've been there for five of them so far, and it's crazy every time. That is true toughness. And when it comes to mental toughness, I want you to remember this. Some men charge into battle knowing that they might never see home again, and some men get anxiety when they go to the grocery store. That's the difference. And now let's get into the second topic of the day, which is assertiveness. Assertiveness is an absolutely necessary skill for men, and it's also an acquired one. Very few people are just assertive naturally. And this comes from, you know, wanting to people please and stuff like that. And that comes from way back in the old times. Like, if you didn't fit in with the community and get along with the community, you probably would have died, because everybody had to help each other, right? Everybody had to help each other in the tribe. And if you offended the tribe, you would probably be cast out into the wilderness on your own. So that kind of lingers a lot. We don't want to offend anybody. We're really concerned about what people think about us and all that. And that keeps us from being assertive. And not being assertive actually leads to more negative than positive when you get to the root of it. And when it comes to assertiveness, you consider leadership in the presence of a king as well. If a king isn't assertive, and if he's afraid to tell people how he really feels, and if he's afraid to offend people by telling them how he really feels, is he leading his kingdom? Or is the kingdom led by those around him who found him easy to manipulate? Having a lack of assertiveness will not only get you walked on in life, but trampled into the ground. I saw this Jordan Peterson video where he said you get more assertive by telling the truth. Not telling people how you really feel will only lead to resentment, and it will ultimately make you miserable in your life. Because if we don't tell people how we really feel, like, we can let these things boil up inside us. Like, if they're offending us or pissing us off, or we don't like what they're doing, you know, if they're coming against us and they think that they can walk on us, if we don't stand up and say something about that, which we're going to talk about how to say something about that in a minute, it's not just being a dickhead, but it builds resentment. You know what I'm saying? Whereas when you're assertive and you tell people how you really feel, you kind of clear the air. Even if you don't come to a full agreement, they know how you really feel. They know how to approach the next situation, how to communicate with you. Whereas if you're not assertive and you don't say anything about it, you're building up resentment within yourself for that person, and they have no idea, and they'll just continue to walk on you if that's what you feel that they are doing. This is from a Google search, and the result comes from the Better Health Channel website. And I feel like it defines assertiveness beautifully. Being assertive means communicating with others in a direct and honest manner without intentionally hurting anyone's feelings. Direct communication can reduce conflict, build self-confidence, and enhance personal and work relationships. Assertiveness is a skill that anyone can learn. One of the reasons that people aren't assertive is because they think that it will lead to negative consequences or conflict or negative outcomes. But what they don't realize is that the consequences of not being assertive are way more detrimental. Being assertive actually benefits everyone. It's a good thing. And assertiveness doesn't mean the ability to become more confrontational. Like in that definition, it says without hurting anyone's feelings. Now, while I don't agree with the wording there, hurting people's feelings, I feel like people could have a thicker skin, but it's just without the intention to offend someone or hurt someone, right? It's just being honest and clear and open in your communication. And being assertive doesn't necessarily mean learning to be an asshole. Learning to be an asshole, or at least not being afraid to be an asshole. Like, if you think if I say that, or if I'm honest with them about how I feel, they're going to think I'm an asshole. Maybe learning to be an asshole or not being afraid of being an asshole is a good starting point. Most often in life, if someone is walking all over you, it's because they think that they have some sort of power over you. And this happened to me recently. Now, if you know me, you know that I have very strong beliefs on how men should communicate with each other, with respect and with honor and things like that. I had a man recently speak to me very disrespectfully on the phone and then hang up on me. And this is a man who believes that he has some sort of power over a certain aspect of my life. And your average man would probably advise me not to cross this guy because it could cause negative consequences in that certain aspect of my life, right? When he first hung up the phone, I had the baseline negative emotion and wanted to lash out, right? Took some time to think about it. I didn't really want to offend him or piss him off because, like I said, he's kind of in a position where I might not want to piss him off, right? And this was like this inner struggle within me. Do I call him out and say something or do I not? I don't want to offend him. I don't want to be assertive. And I had two options. I could hold on to resentment and think about it all day long and just let my anger for him boil over and end up not liking the guy because, you know, the mental chaos that comes from somebody pissing you off, you'll think think about it. You'll play the conversation over and over again in your head. And also, if I chose that route, I would be submitting to the power that he thinks that he has over me, right? My second option is I could call him out. I sent him a text message and basically said, hey, that was really rude. And if you want to try again, go ahead and call me back. He did end up immediately calling me back. And he went on and on for a little while about how he wasn't being rude and this and that. You know how people make excuses and all that. I made it very clear in that moment that he was very rude to me and he shouldn't have hung up on me like that. And that we needed to rebuild from there. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that he said was, that's just how I am. I'm just a really straightforward guy. Well, first of all, if that's just how you are, you're just an asshole. That's what that comes down to. There's no excuses for that. There's no excuse for disrespecting someone and hanging up the phone on them, right? Don't make excuses for that, bro. And though I don't think that this particular guy is capable of kindness, I did take his ramblings as a sort of an apology, and we came to a level-headed agreement and moved on from there. So in a way, the issue was resolved. Now, I could have just not been assertive, not called him out, been fearful of what he would think of me. He's going to think I'm an asshole. Some negative consequence is going to come from this. Or I could have been assertive as I did, called him out on the thing. And in the end, it's way better off, right? I don't have resentment for that guy. I'm not pissed off at him anymore. He's not pissed off at me anymore. If he was in the first place, we came to a sort of an understanding, right? And this is true for your relationships, your work life, you know, with coworkers and things like that. In your business, you have to be more assertive in your life. You have to be honest with people. Don't be afraid of their reaction or what they will think. If you're going into it with good intentions, especially like you're trying to resolve an issue or a conflict or tell somebody that they are offending you or hurting you and get to the root cause of what is causing the issue. Like the definition said, without the intention to hurt someone's feelings, without the intention to offend them, just to say, hey, this is how I feel. This is what I'm thinking. I'm being completely honest with you. Where do we go from here? And in leadership, like in a workplace, say you're a manager, or you're running a business. If you're worried about what everybody's going to think about your direction or the commands that you give, if you're just trying to be everyone's best friend, you're not being assertive in your business. And that will ultimately lead to negative consequences for your business, right? You have to be honest with people. Like if somebody isn't doing their job the way that you want it done, the way that you know will optimize the outcome, if you're not honest about that with them, it leads to more negative consequences than you offended them or pissed them off or what they don't want to be your best friend anymore. You know, you have to be assertive in every aspect of your life. And this is true for relationships as well. Like you want to be open and honest and assertive so that you can live a fully optimized life with your partner. Two areas where being assertive is absolutely critical is in your business and your relationships. Assertiveness is the difference between I would never F with that guy and I can manipulate this guy, bully him, and take advantage of him. Like if you're not assertive in your life, people will pick up on that and they will view it as weakness. Like this guy isn't going to mess with me. He's too nice. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with being nice, you know, but if when it comes to standing in your power as a king, as a warrior king, as a man, you have to be assertive and open and honest with people or they will end up trampling all over you. It's just a hard fact. And I'm not even a confrontational person. Like I hate confrontation and conflict, but when it comes down to it in the necessary times, in those necessary moments, I am assertive. I am open and honest because I will not be walked on. I know my value and I know who I am as a man. I won't let people disrespect me like that. So when it comes to it, I am very assertive. I am open and honest. I approach it with wisdom like we talked about before. And in the end, it's way better than it would have been if I had just held that inside, held that resentment in, kept all those thoughts to myself, expanded on those thoughts, made things up on my head about how that person is, what they're thinking, and all of that. Basically, what I'm saying is the outcome of assertiveness and being open and honest with people is way more positive than it is negative, as you might think. You can't build an empire if you're afraid to tell people how you really feel. And assertiveness is a huge part of mental toughness as well, like we talked about before, because it takes a lot of mental energy, a lot of inner turmoil to be able to tell someone how you really feel. Like that sucks. It always sucks. It will always suck, but you have to do it. I think it really comes down to asking yourself, how do I want to be treated as a man? Do I know my value? How do I want people to appropriately communicate with me? What do I want them to feel is the appropriate way to communicate with me as a strong and powerful man? And not being assertive, not being blunt in a sense, and letting people walk all over you. They'll, you know, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And to live a fully optimized life, especially when you're pursuing success in life and leveling up every aspect of your life, you want to stand in your value. You want to know your value. You want to know that you are strong and powerful and that people can't walk all over you. And one of the ways of communicating communicating that you are unwalk-onable is being more assertive, being honest with people, not letting people walk on you. It's absolutely essential and absolutely necessary. Don't be afraid to tell people how you really feel. Don't be afraid to be assertive. Be strong. Know that you are strong. Know that you are powerful, and know that you are a warrior king. And like I said before, and consider this in your day-to-day life, some men charge into battle knowing that they might never see home again, and some men get anxiety when they go to the grocery store. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening today. I hope that you got something out of this episode. If you did, definitely let me know in the comments on YouTube. That's the best way to reach me. I want to know that I'm reaching men, that I'm reaching people, that I'm inspiring people to level up every aspect of their lives. If you want to know more about the wise man and how to respond as the wise man, I'm going to link a video here on the YouTube version. And if you're on the audio version, definitely check out that episode as well. It's the wise man. Lots of valuable information in there. Thank you guys again so much for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.